A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't believe in types of shoes.
No, neither do I. I got...
Don't get away with your fucking hakas. What are they called? What are the other... There's another type of runner and it, or harachas.
Don't know. I know. Look,
do you know what I mean? I just can't. It's a runner, like, you know what I mean? And I know whatever, you need different shoes for weightlifting or... I don't know. I hate all the fucking... Shut up with the different names.
Yeah, Mark got
Sambas,
the,
piss off. Is that just a style,
are,
though, is
Sambas
it?
Sambas are just Adidas, like, okay. Style. Yeah. There are like Pegasus and all this. I got runners in January. It's still January, 2 weeks ago, because I was going to take up running every day. I was going to run every day.
How's that going?
In January. Once.
Brilliant.
Did it once.
Brilliant.
And I bought the runners before I started. And Mark was like, maybe run for 2 weeks. And then at the end of 2 weeks, that can be your reward. Because you have other runners like that just aren't as good.
Yeah.
But like, they would have been fine. So I bought them and I've worn them once and they're sitting out there now ever since. Which is so silly. But I'll get into it. Running is so hard.
Running is really hard.
You just have to keep doing it. You're good at sticking at things that aren't nice.
No, that's... no, that...
You're good at, like, self-inflicting hardship on yourself.
Yeah.
You don't mind?
Yeah.
Wait, like, sports and running and marathons and all that, I mean.
When did this turn into counselling?
Therapy. Talk about that. Did you get new glasses?
No, I didn't. I just haven't worn these for a while.
Karen, what is it? Mark Jacobs.
Is this our intro?
Oh, yeah.
Adam, do something with the shoes. You're listening to Bandwagons.
Do something with the shoes.
Talking about things that other people are talking about.
Welcome back to Bandwagons. Breed was asking if these are new glasses. They're not.
They're not.
I just haven't worn them in a while because I lost my other pair. They were under a pile of clothes in a room and found them recently again. So just started wearing them a bit more and now I'm back to these.
Mine are all... crooked and slippy, and I brought them in to get serviced in the shop. I was like, oh, I have a toddler, you know, they're just a bit like bent.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, just try to keep her away from them. And I was like, I'm not like they're not like here, play with my glasses. Like, I was like, yeah. If I could, I would.
Yeah.
Have you met her?
It's like out of my control.
It's not like, it's not, I obviously don't want her touching my glasses. It just happens sometimes.
Yeah. But, did they fix them?
No, they made it, like, they took them and they were like, this is as good as we can do it without breaking the whole arm.
Oh,
break.
They gave me that fucking bullshit before. I had a really nice pair of fucking... Yeah. No, in fairness, they're extremely similar to my other pair that I just mentioned that I thought I lost. But they were the Kylie Minogue ones. Remember clear Kylie Minogue ones? They fucking slapped so hard. And a bit of them broke and they were like, nah, we can't do anything about this.
Yeah.
And I don't think they make them anymore. Or like, it was like, I would just have to buy the pair rightly new. And I was just like, oh, which I get, like, but I was just like...
Yeah.
Surely someone in there can fucking solder, you know what I mean?
I was in for a contact lens appointment last week and then a guy, I was like, here, I might get new lenses because these are just all wobbly and bent and stuff and as well. And he was like, sure, let me have a look at them. And he was like, I'll bring them down to the lab. Whatever.
Yeah.
Brought them away, came back, put them on and they seemed perfect. And then ever since they're like more wobbly than ever. Like if you pull them a certain way, they go really tight and perfect. And then it just loosens and then you have to. So I just need to get new ones. Have you thought about laser eye surgery?
I actually had approached about doing a spanny, not a spanny thing, but like I'd get it for free essentially.
Okay.
I kind of just like having glasses though.
Yeah.
I'm also just, Is there not a thing with a lot of laser people that you end up needing glasses then later on anyway for like short-sightedness or whatever?
Yeah, it only lasts so long.
I don't know.
It's like veneers.
Never say never, but like veneers as of right now. Eyes. Veneers for your eyes, yeah. Fuck, that's a scary image. As of right now, no. Would you?
I was looking it up the other day. I was like, I don't want to have to wear contacts. I find contacts really uncomfortable lately.
Yeah.
And I only wear them for special occasions. I went through a phase of
that, yeah.
But I have so many like weddings and events and stuff coming up that I don't want to wear glasses at, and my own wedding, that I was like, maybe I'll just get laser before then. And then I was telling my friend about it the other day, and she was like, are you fucking stupid planning on getting your eyes lasered months before your wedding day, like risking blindness?
That is a bit unhinged. Yeah,
they cut your eyeball and then put a laser into
it again. That's also why I'm like, they've done it on loads of people, like I'm sure most of the time it's fine, but like,
yeah,
there's a part of me that's like, maybe I'll just wait a few years until technology's even more advanced, you know?
Yeah, and you don't have to do it. You
could just potentially do it. Less.
Put on a VR headset or something.
Yeah.
That'd do the job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever done a VR headset?
No. No, I don't think so. And I'd love to.
My brother got one for Christmas and it was like trippy.
Really?
Yeah.
What games does he have for it?
I don't know what they're called, but there was one where it's like you put it on and you're in the room. But then like all these, like the spaceship comes down and all these aliens jump out and start running around and you have like the controllers or whatever and you start shooting the aliens. But if you hit the wall in your room, it blasts away.
Nah.
And behind it is like you're in like Mars or something. So the more you shoot, the like less you're actually in your own surroundings.
Oh, I thought it was going to be that the shot like came back at you.
No.
Okay.
No. But like you're like shooting away, like it's like you're blasting off the wall or whatever.
There was a gal I saw on TikTok and she was playing this like fantasy, like Elden Ring kind of style game, but it was VR and she was kind of using it in like instead of like the gym or like as a kind of an exercise thing. And
okay.
It seemed like she was having to climb like mountains on, you know what I mean? And like running around the gaff. I was like, that kind of looks cool. But then Everyone in the comments was giving out because I think whatever VR set she had was like literally hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So
yeah,
people were like, okay.
My brother got the golf one. Like soon after he got it, and the first goal, like went to swing and let go and broke the telly straight away. Like it really happened. So I can't imagine like actually trying to exercise or do anything a bit more vigorous. Golf, like it was his telly now. It didn't really matter. He only fucked himself.
For fuck's sake, give me a, like, is that not testament enough to the fact that like golf is a boring sport? We're trying to make it more interesting by making VR. Boring, like, fuck me. I don't know about that at all. You started asking me something, maybe something about before the Zari surgery. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. What were we talking
runners?
About before that? No, Jesus Christ, not the runners.
Glasses.
Not that. That doesn't seem that interesting.
Your spunny laser eye thing?
No, that doesn't matter. Do you know what? Doesn't matter.
No, I don't remember anything.
That's annoying me now. I was going to ask you something. It doesn't matter. Do you want to talk about the dress or would you rather not?
I got my wedding dress.
She got her wedding dress, girls.
Woo!
Woo! She said yes.
Do you know what? I have
something kind of hateful to say slightly after this, but, well, not hateful towards you, but just in general. Sorry. No. Carry on. You go first.
I was putting off doing it for so long. Like, I'd booked to do it in November, cancelled it. And then I was just like, I don't want to do this. Like, and this is no hate to Bernardo's, but I think that day, just because there was no dress that fit me.
Yeah. Sent you into a spiral.
Sent me into a spiral. Yeah, I was like, totally, oh my God. Fair. And they were, some of them were like, not mis-sized, but like the size I thought I would be going in to try them on didn't fit me.
Yeah.
And the size up was too big. So I hadn't, like, I could not envision myself in any of them.
I think every bride is due at least one banger of a bridal dress appointment. Because I know Grace Beverly is engaged. I don't know if you know her, that influencer. And she was like, she went to her first fitting. And she said it was like one of the worst experiences she ever had. She said
a bad banger,
banger. She's had loads of good ones since whatever.
It's just tricky.
And again, no, it's not always reflective of the shop or whatever. And sometimes it is. Like I loved being in Bernardo's, but it was just
It was just the look of the draw on the day. The dresses they had in just didn't suit me. But like, I'd imagine if I had gone in and found one that was perfect, which I did in another shop. That was just like there and it was perfect for me and it happened to be in the shop. And
But I think it was just, you had always said you were going to get it off the rack. And I think they all, sometimes if you're planning loads in your head, it can.
I was like, I'll get it on. Like, I was looking on like secondhand, like Rebride. And I was like, I don't care. I'll just buy one. And then like a friend of mine offered me her one. I was like, I don't really care. I'm wearing it for a few hours. It's like, I'm not going spending $4,000.
Yeah.
On this. A relative has offered to buy me shoes. As a gift.
Nice.
But I don't want them. Like, I don't want brand new Jimmy Choos. I don't care.
They're supposed to be so fucking uncomfortable.
That's what I mean. I'm going to wear, like, shoes I have that are broken in upstairs. Like, yeah. I won't have to think about it for the day.
Now, I will say, I think Kat Dennings wore these gorgeous, like, pearl Jimmy shoes for her wedding. And they look so... Jimmy...
You said Jimmy Shoes.
I said Jimmy Shoes. Like, oh, not Jimmy
no,
Shoes.
I know that they would look shoes, they aesthetically look gorgeous. Loads of people.
They're painful, though. Painful.
I'm sure. It's just not my thing. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I need to go back and be
what
like,
are you going to wear Converse with your dress, baby? That's just you. Who said?
Crocs. Bridal Crocs.
Bridal Crocs, yeah.
But then, like, any of those Bridal Docs, Bridal Crocs, you're only ever going to wear them once. It's such a waste as well.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just have, I have like nude heels that I wear, like, when I'm going to weddings or whatever, that I've broken in and they're like so comfortable, like, I can wear them.
You're not
going to
see it with
night.
The skirt anyway.
You can't see it. You literally won't be able to see them. And then at some point I'll just put like runners on or something.
Yeah.
No one's going to care. No one's going to see them. Yeah. I don't even think I'll need to put runners on if I wear those, because I won't have to think about it. I just don't want to be like walking funny or like sore. It's just, yeah, there's nothing worse. And I'm not used to heels.
You don't want to be milling the comp page. Yeah, we're kind of in the throes of planning at the minute, and it's...
What have you locked in? You don't have to tell me details, just what elements have you locked in?
We're having two weddings. I don't know if I've actually said this.
Woo!
Always and everyone keeps being like, oh, one here and one abroad. And I'm like, one in Dublin, one in Cork.
Yeah.
So they're both locked in date-wise and venue-wise. We have our photographer.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
You let me know so I can put it in, because I've
sorry,
loads
I literally booked
of
it
dates.
This week.
Yeah, oh, did you?
Yeah.
It's wedding season, baby.
So that's, yeah.
You've got a photographer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a photographer.
For both?
Yes.
So do you have to, you have to organise two photographers
no,
for the 2 days?
No, so see, because we don't want, Dublin, okay, so for anyone who's listening being like, fucking stay to her, shoving two weddings, which again, you can probably still have that thought, whatever. The Dublin wedding is...
It's not two weddings, you're getting married in one and a reception
Dublin wedding
another.
Is, we're legally getting married and it's our... immediate family and yeah. It's a meal, so like we're not hiring a videographer for that, we're not yeah. hiring, I don't even know if we'll get flowers
would
or
you get like
that.
A one of those wedding content creators
yeah thinking about it yeah. Tried to book one though and she was like I don't know, like she was I tried to book her and like mess her in 2023 and she's like my diary's not open for 2025 yet. I was like fuck's sake, okay
yeah.
So I need to follow up with her on that.
Some of them are hit and miss, but you'd get a good
well point. yeah
some
no
of them
this
are, like,
girl's good. This girl
auto cut
yeah no this girl I'd reach out to is good, but there's a couple of others I've seen and I'm like I'd be better off doing it myself. Like, I'd be better off taking a few TikToks. So it's just, like, I don't mean to say, like, it's just whatever, but, like, I bought the dress for that as well already. Like, ooh. The idea is that, I've showed you that.
No.
I did.
Oh. Yes, you did, I think.
I did.
I didn't know, in my head, I hadn't bought it, but yeah, you did. I do remember
it. Yeah, I bought it. I bought that on a crazy whim. We're trying to keep that, obviously, like, low cost, but, like, nice.
Yeah.
There's no like wedding parties. Like there's 18 people going to that. Like it's just us and our immediate family. And then Cork
in
is like the party. Yeah.
Okay. That'd be lovely.
And who else? I got on to my makeup girl and she is free that day. So I need to send back the questionnaire. Haven't got on to anyone about hair.
You'd think 2025 people like everything would be free. But like it's so...
No,
I know
like
so many couples that got engaged between like since November and now. And they're all their dates are locked in.
No, like I'm panicking. I need to get back to that makeup girl because she will be booked out. Like she's so good. Who else? And then like band, we have a DJ in mind, but I'm not sure if she still does weddings. Is the thing
okay?
So then I might have to go back to the drawing board with that.
Are you having like you're having a ceremony on the reception day as well?
Yeah.
So do you need like a celebrant and all for that, or like
no
readings and
like,
stuff? Or
because,
what are you doing?
No, we are going to do something, but it's going to be really fucking casual. Molly making do. You know what I mean? Like it's like I want it to be like 30 minutes max and just get
the roast
fucking
of
drinking. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
In a lovely way.
Again, I'm still strongly considering the Irish comedians.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that on Patreon?
Whoever wins that last one laughing.
Yeah.
Gets to marry
Finn. Brilliant. I will say as well. So good.
Is it?
I really would recommend people watch that.
Yeah.
It's out in the 19th.
Didn't you pitch the show exactly like this a few months ago about you getting married with the winner? It was just like a face off.
This is what I'm saying. But I can't remember if I said it on Patreon though. So maybe if I did, you should sign up patreon.com/Banowingans. But basically we talked about that I'd be making all the Irish comedians compete to...
To marry you.
To marry you, yeah.
And
I was like, that would absolutely, yeah. And Cian, he's there. And he's there. We're still kind of half considering that. I don't know. But like, they're tiny things. Like, we figured that out in the fucking day. Like,
okay.
What else do you need to book? A band. We'll do that at some point, whatever. That's kind of
it. Do you have a cake?
Then,
can I get
it?
You a cake?
You can get me a cake, yeah.
Do you have, like, unless you have...
I haven't even thought about a cake.
I'll get you a cake.
Fucking hell.
I'll get you a cake.
What fucking else? What else, like... I'm getting annoyed now. I wish I hadn't started talking about this. Why are there so many things?
Actually, it would be a nightmare to get a cake to Cork, would it?
That's what I'm thinking, because that was the one thing. Our friend Grace got married. Well, it was last year now. At this point, it wasn't that recently, but I was talking to her around Halloween and I was like, any advice? And she was like, I would just try and keep it as local as possible to wherever you're getting married. So that's why I'm trying to, like, obviously Dublin is like predominantly Dublin suppliers. Yeah. And like people who are based in Dublin, because that just makes sense.
Mm.
And then Cork is, I'm trying to keep it Cork.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if anyone else wants to tell me what else I need to fucking book, or if anyone has any recommendations just, for Cork.
Yeah, cakes. I keep getting lost on those like wedding sites where it's like, here's like a sign, like, and here's like photo booth props, and I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, I don't need these.
I need to get on to my invitations person. I know who's going to do that, and they might do a little sign in the table plan for us, you know. But
when,
like,
you say just like a graphic designer,
yeah,
because I haven't even touched that yet. I think I have someone, I think someone offered to do that for me,
yeah,
but I don't know, like, I don't know what that entails.
Well, you just need to send save the dates and fucking the invites and all, don't you? See, it's weird because some people are just like texting people. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I have an online wedding thing that people can just RSVP.
Oh, okay, yeah. Some people are doing that as well, yeah.
And then I might just do, I might do half and half, like the young people can just text.
But see, then you do need to send like,
and then the older
can like,
get like invitations.
Yeah.
Or people abroad or whatever, I don't know.
Am I forgetting anything else? Majorly, no. Everything else then is just pissy little small bits.
You have your rings?
Yeah, well, Kane doesn't have his ring, but I have mine.
Okay. Do you know what I booked over the weekend? Bouquet preservation.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I do want to do that, yeah.
To get my bouquet put into resin.
I think I'm going to have artificial flowers for Dublin.
Yeah.
I know.
You get nice ones on like Etsy and stuff.
I follow this gal and she does them out of like silk. Oh,
you should get like just a bunch from the crate or something.
Yeah.
That's like going totally against. Them. Yeah, but it wouldn't be that expensive and you could just, and they'd be so beautiful.
And they'd be fresh.
Yeah. And then you could get those preserved if you wanted.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Yeah, I need to get my dress for Dublin as well. And I need to get shoes. And I need to get fucking bridal underwear and all that shit. I'm trying on dresses.
That's so far away.
When is this going out? Next week. Trying on dresses next week in Cork. So we'll see.
Exciting. You're so ahead.
I have to be though. Have you met me? Like,
yeah.
If I'm not organised now, it's all going to fall to shit. Like,
yeah. So is it early 25, late 25?
Dublin is early 20. We've kind of done it, not that weird, but it was just what the availability was. So Dublin is early-ish 2025.
Okay.
Dublin is Q1 and then Cork is Q3.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, so you're like a year and a half for e-reception stuff.
Yeah, but again, everyone's like,
No. You're a year behind me. Like, and I've done fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true. But I've done, like, you book all your people in. It's kind of a lot of like hurry up and wait kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You book all your vendors and then you just sit around doing nothing.
Because everyone starts being like, what are the room rates? I'm like, well, it's next year. Like,
yeah, people are asking me that.
Where's like, my fucking crystal ball?
With the rooms for us. I'm like, oh. You get like a certain lot of allocated rooms and then everyone else just fends for themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not your problem. Don't get caught up in that. That's not your problem. People can find their own accommodation.
That's true. That is true.
Well, you'd actually lose your mind if you went too hard into it. And do you know what? My brother was like, you don't even remember it.
The day.
You don't even remember it.
That's so sad. But that's also why I'm doing it twice. I'm I want to drag their stuff in. And because I know I'm going to be caterwauling when the wedding's over. I'm going to be so depressed that it's done. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I need to actually savor this as much as possible. So why not?
And what's going to be your anniversary then?
Oh, fuck. That's a good question. Probably Dublin wedding. Oh, that's awful on Cork, isn't it?
I don't think the counties care. It's personal to you.
I do think they do. It'll have to be Dublin because that's the legalities, you know?
Yeah. I was trying to get Mark to elope in Santorini with me.
Yeah.
He wasn't biting.
I think Santorini?
We're going there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
For the honeymoon?
No, we're going there in April.
Fab. I send you my Rex.
Yeah.
What a place.
Yeah. I was looking at it going on the cheap and then we ended up like going to like fucking, we booked like a hotel that has like a sauna in the room and
you
all.
You can't go on the cheap to Santorini. Like,
no, you can't. Like. So we got like a room, I was like, I'm getting a room with a hot tub and a sauna in it so I'd never have to leave. And if I do. Because like, everywhere's so expensive once you go outside, so I might as well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Make the most. I don't know. So yeah.
I don't know how we tied this back to an air app. Fuck, maybe we should have just done a wedding planning episode.
There'll be so many wedding planning episodes.
Will there? Fuck me. I'm exhausted already after this one.
I'd love someone to capture my thoughts on in a box on the day and then like my memories. So that
like Eternal
forget.
Sunshine or no, like Harry Potter when he's milling the thoughts out of his head. Yeah. Put in a fountain.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe you should just sit down and write it all down.
Lobotomy.
Maybe me and Mark should sit down and like vocally record everything that happened on the day.
I'd love to do. I saw a really good wedding couple on TikTok, and their videographer did it like, again, this isn't going to be for everyone, but they shot like, and I'm sure they did like a main video as well, but they shot it like it was like a kind of a documentary, like it was like The Office.
Oh my God.
Which I fucking loved. I was like, give me that.
Yeah.
Because that's what I, like, obviously it's nice to have all these nice little clips set to nice music and you look nice in them, but I'm like, I want the funny shit and like what everyone's saying, you know what I mean?
We've booked guest messages to the couple. So like the videographer goes around and like does like Vox Pops with everyone.
Okay, obsessed. I'm going to get one of those phones that they can leave messages on.
Yeah. That's going to get so messy.
Yeah, I think so. I just can't wait for it to just gradually get drunker and be like, you know, in The Simpsons where Homer leaves that note for Marge and it's like, Marge, you got a butt that won't quit. But he's like really drunk and then in the middle he's like, $5, get out of here. That's what the entire voice monsters are going to be on that. Yeah. I've heard like varying degrees of success, but I know someone who got them recently and it looked very good.
Yeah.
So looked and sounded, I'm not sure, but yeah.
Yeah, so Renee Rapp.
You haven't seen Mean Girls?
No.
The musical.
Okay, no, but there's no point because I'm going to love it.
I've seen it. I'm not going to say too much.
No, say you're, it's going to come out when this comes out. So
I thought it was good, right? And I didn't think I was going to.
Did you know it was going to be a musical?
Because the reviews were so bad. Yes, I did. But this is one of the issues as well, right? Because this was announced fucking ages ago and then I feel like there was nothing about it.
Yeah.
Bar the casting news that it was like, so Renee Rapp, or she didn't originate the role on Broadway but took it over and is probably the most
iconic
of Regina George of the Broadway version of the musical version. So that was announced. I was like, okay, maybe this will actually be good, right? And then I kind of felt like I've heard nothing, didn't really know when it was going to be released. And then I was like, oh yeah, it's next year and you've the trailer. And then, but I think the way they've gone about marketing it is like all wrong, because first, I don't think they're marketing it strongly enough as a musical.
No, not at all.
But I understand why they're not, because I think if you market it too strongly as a musical, it's going to put off people who don't like musicals, right? But I think they're marketing it too strongly. No, sorry, they're not marketing it strongly enough as a musical. And I think the whole not your mother's Mean Girls, I don't know who approved that, because you're immediately just like, you're just like willing Karens upon you, like, you know what I mean? And I don't mean Karen of the Mean Girl variety. I mean the Karens who are going to be like, what the fuck do you mean? Blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, like I've seen people who are active. Well, I just think it's a bad fucking tagline as well. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah, because we're not old enough to be mothers.
But it's very like...
Well, there's two people who are old enough to watch this now.
Yeah, but it's also... And I'm sure it's not as fucking deep as this. And I know it's very tongue-in-cheek, but there's a thing... I feel like it's undermining, or it's trying to be like... I don't know that this is like kind of bolder or more... It's going to go there in inverted commas more than the original Mean Girls. I don't know. Yeah. I think anyway, I think that was a mistake. I think the first poster was fucking shocking. The poster where it's like Renee Rapp and she's wearing the rings and it says Mean Girls on them. One of the worst posters of all time.
Why?
The other poster's way better. It just looks so bad.
It's just, do you know, Regina, the poster I'm on about? Either.
Well, it's just very like, okay, you went to Claire's or something. I don't know.
I've seen the poster. I don't remember having strong feelings about it.
Mean Girls poster. Like,
I don't think I thought too hard about this.
I thought hard about it because, okay, again, the reviews are bad. I went in, I was like, this is going to be bad. And I came out and I was like, that was good, clean fun. They weren't trying to reinvent fucking Mean Girls. I liked some, I don't, no, that's it. I don't think everything works.
You came out and said, saw Mean Girls, it's very good. That was your immediate response to me.
And
You've thought about it since?
But because there's a lot of chatter on TikTok about it. Yeah. And the TikTok girlies are a bit cross about things. And the musical girlies are a bit cross about things. About how the music translates across.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind, I don't have anything to compare to because I don't know the musical. I haven't seen the musical. Yeah. I would like to see the musical now. But so I think...
Anguli's not very good, is she? As a singer.
Is that her name?
Yeah. Anguli. Katie Heron is Anguli.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%.
Is there not an R in it? Angori?
Anguli?
There's definitely not an L in it anyway, babe.
Is there not?
No.
It's Angori.
Angori Rice,
okay,
I think.
Sorry. I'm so sorry to Angori Rice.
Anguli. Anguli from Tipperary. Because she has it.
Sure,
she has it in her bio as well, how to pronounce her fucking name.
I was so confident. I watched so many videos and then just immediately forgot. Anguli.
She... In some ways, I buy her as Katie, but like...
Maybe the acting... the discourse
Angori
I've seen...
Angori rhymes with flowery and dowry. And Gowrie? And Gowrie Rice. Okay, sorry, Angori. She...
She's the singing... not that energetic?
No. But I think it's hard. Like, Renee Rapp, perfect as Regina, a new iteration as Regina, like, kills.
Yeah.
Eats fucking down. I think the plastics are really, really good. I thought the casting was really good. And all of that works for me. Katie works less for me. The two friends, Janice and Damien, they're pretty good. Like, I think Katie is probably the weakest link, but I still don't think she's that weak. But I know, okay. Do you know the song Stupid Enough? Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Stupid Enough, Smart Math, whatever. Smart with math, but stupid with love. That's such a bad iteration.
Okay.
That's going around TikTok a lot because people are mad about the instrumentation and the vocals there.
Yeah. I've heard the side by side, I can understand. But then also in a movie, maybe it calls for that. I don't know.
But that's the thing. I'm like, does the adaptation call for that? Like, it can't be the exact fucking same either. I don't know. But I do think the issue with some of the negative reviews is as well is that people are going, it's people, because my friend Dave saw it the same time I did. And like, I was dying to know his reaction because I was like, not being funny. He's not the target audience. No offense, Dave, if you're listening to this. And I was like, what did you think? And he sent me his Letterboxd review and he was just basically saying like, I'm going to paraphrase here, but he was like, why would you rehash Mean Girls? And if you're going to rehash Mean Girls, like, at least the songs need to be memorable, whatever. And I was like, it's not really rehashing Mean Girls though, because it's like, it's the musical, you know what I mean? Like, it's, and I know there's an argument, like, is it too soon? Because it's not that long ago. How many years is it? Like 20 years this year? 19, 21, whatever. I don't know. I thought it was fun. I thought some of the songs are good. Not all of the songs work for me. To be honest, that's the same as most musicals because I'm not a massive musical person, but I'm certainly not a musical hater.
That is the same as most musicals. Most of them have like the heavy hitters than just like filler songs.
Yeah. The girl that plays Karen, absolutely unbelievable. I'm obsessed with her. I'm going to get her name.
I thought she was great just from like the bits I've seen on TikTok. But then other people are saying they found her so annoying.
No, I think
it was like distracting.
I think she's so good.
Really?
That's irritating that people are saying that. I don't agree with that at all. I think she's brilliant.
But yeah, and I think there's like an element of that she's like kind of like that in interviews and stuff as well. Like, I think it's an element of, not that she's a ditz, but she kind of has that like kind of quirky, bubbly, aloof personality in real life as well.
Yeah. Avantika Vandanapu plays Karen Chetty. She's brilliant. I really, really liked her. Yeah, I thought it was good, but I feel like it's going to, I don't want to say flop. So it was $36 million budget.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gosh. 71% of Rotten Tomatoes at the minute. Not terrible, not amazing. We'll see what kind of the main people are saying. Have you seen the musical live or do you just know it from?
Okay. No, it's not. So this was the thing. Renee Rapp got cast in 2019 and started in like October 2019. She did like a week's run in like the June, then started full time as Regina in October and then like got shut down in March 2020, obviously, like everything else. And it never started back up.
Yeah.
So like it's, you can't see it live.
Critics' consensus on Rotten Tomatoes. Preserving the essence of the original while adding a few new wrinkles, not to mention musical numbers, Mean Girls is a sweet if slight update with an outstanding cast. So 71% on the Tomatometer and 66% audience score. So like not terrible. But in like, I suppose my wider point is I just, in some ways I'm like, was this movie just automatically set up to fail? You know what I mean? Because even like, obviously we hear someone like Renee Rapp being cast and it's like, oh, well, this should be good. But again, if you're not tuned into musicals and you don't know who Renee Rapp is from like being on chronically online, then it means nothing to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Renee probably had an easier, is getting easier not an easier go of it, but so she was Regina.
Yeah.
In the musical version, her version, her voice is the cast recording on Spotify. If you go to listen to the Mean Girls musical, it's Renee Rapp.
Yeah.
And Gouri didn't get, so she's being compared to the Katie from Broadway and also Lindsay Lohan from the original movie. Mm. She's the third iteration of an iconic character, whereas Renee Rapp is kind of only the second and the only musical one. So like her voice isn't being put beside another voice from the cast recording because she is the voice and she can sing it whatever way she wants because that's the way it's sung.
Yeah.
Whereas Angouri had to do her own thing with it musically and like as an actor as well, which is tougher. And all the rest of them, apart from, but Renee Rapp's the only one that carried over from the stage. So she got it a bit easier, I think.
And we have, like, Tina Fey is back as that teacher and obviously wrote the, well, it's her husband wrote the music for the musical, wasn't it? But, like, is still, whatever, she's heavily involved. Yeah. I was trying to figure out where Anne Gowrie, what else she's in. And she is in
Spider-Man.
Yeah. She's Betty Brand in the Marvel Universe. She's in Mayor of Easttown. I do not remember who the fuck she is in Mayor of Easttown. She's from Melbourne.
Yeah. She has such a recognisable face. She has a Riverdale face and she's not even in Riverdale.
Wait, sorry. She's not from Melbourne. She's from Sydney. Sorry. Yeah. Renee is going to be the breakout from this because she's kind of already been breaking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Gory's going to get left in the dust, I think.
Well, everyone's talking about Renee Rapp because...
The word on everybody's lips is going to be Renee Rapp.
Because she is just a bit... What's the word?
I've absolutely no idea what you're about to say.
She's the reason we're talking about Renee Rapp is because everyone's been like, why has nobody media trained Renee Rapp yet? She just kind of comes out and says whatever the fuck she wants.
Oh, do you think?
Have you seen any of this on?
No.
So someone, I think, I don't know if it was Twitter or TikTok, has been like, they're literally, Renee Rapp is literally coming in on this press tour and saying whatever the fuck comes into her head. And people are either loving it or being like, what the fuck is going on here? Because you can see there's one particular interview where she's with the guy who plays Aaron Samuels, and she's just kind of saying things and he's just like, what's going on? The interviewer doesn't know what's going on. She's diagnosed with ADHD, which probably explains probably a lot of it. She is very online and very like big on TikTok, very down with the kids. She's only 24. She was born in 2000. She just turned 24 last week.
If you listen to this podcast and you're born in the year 2000, turn it the fuck off. I'm gonna listen.
So she's like a child, essentially. But she's coming out saying all kinds of mad shit. And it's kind of going down.
Is it
not
that she's
great?
Coming out saying a lot of mad shit, or is she just kind of willing to put up with less shit that celebrities have in the past? You know what I mean?
I think she has no filter.
Yeah, I saw her come out against Joe Coy like after the Golden Globes and stuff, and I was like, yeah, fair fucks. And I've seen her kind of in a few other small interviews where she's like there's this one kind of viral sound on TikTok where it's like, someone's asking her like, how do you do it all, or how do you think of that? And she's like, ADHD, ADHD. Oh, yeah. And the host is like pissing themselves laughing.
Yeah, there's another one where she was like, what made you think you could do it? And she was just like, I don't know, delusion.
Yeah.
That went viral as well. But she's came out, like, so they were interviewing her about something that was like, what's going to be in your burn book for like 2023 or whatever? Like, what are you letting go of and stuff? And she was like, I told myself I was going to let go of my grudges for 2024, but fuck that. And she was just like, there's a guy who owns a bus company and he was so mean to my friends. His name is Buddy. If you see this, fuck you, Buddy. He's like, I hate you. I hope your business burns and all. And it's like, people are like, what?
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. But it's, people are either loving it or hating it.
Mm.
And like in that, there's just a lot of questions like, oh, like, what are you like? She played Regina George for like the last 5 years, whatever. It's like, are you done with it yet? Or like, how do you feel about her now? Like, would you keep going if you had to? Or like, and she was just kind of like, no, she's like, I'm done. I'm sick of wearing pink. I never want to see pink again. It's just like, no filter whatsoever.
Yeah.
No filter. Never. No, like, should I say this? Should I not? She just says it. And it's refreshing, but also like, she could get herself in a lot of trouble.
I'm surprised she took the role in the first place in some ways, because she's really trying to establish herself as like a main pop girly at the minute. Her debut album was out last year. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I was listening to her all morning. I am big. It's kind of like a more poppy Olivia Rodrigo. I'm meshed with like someone else that I can't put my finger on.
I think it's, yeah, but I think it's kind of more like leans like adult contemporary, like musical theatre.
Yeah.
Like if you went in and you didn't know about it, I think you'd be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
Some, like the melodrama in some of the songs is like insane. You know what I mean?
It's camp.
It's pretty camp. But I do like that opening song, Talk Too Much, is very good. Love Talk Too Much, love Boston.
Yeah, she's a song about like talking too much.
Yeah.
That's literally...
And just like talking herself out of like being with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised she took the role because I feel like it'd be so easy for her to be pigeonholed now. And it seemed like she was trying to move away from acting in general because she was on the first two seasons of The Sex Lives of College Girls as well, another Mindy Kaling show. I didn't. I know her character was kind of, I think she'd said before that she kind of came to grips with her sexuality as a result of playing a queer character on that show. Okay. I don't want to miss out there, but her character is definitely,
because now she's so gay, like she's like every second interview she just talks about being bisexual. Yeah, it's like a huge, like, I don't know, facet of her personality. She's just like on all her TikToks and stuff, it's just like a
point. She loves the girls,
she loves it, like, yeah.
And Renee's for the girls and the girls are for Renee.
Yeah.
And the boys sometimes, but it seems like many of the girls at the minute, which is, you know, it's fine. That's, we support that. But there was a load of rumours that there was drama basically between her and Mindy Kaling, and that's actually why she was leaving Sex Lives of College Girls. She said, I have a quote from here where she's kind of talked about it. The people in my life that I work with now care about me as a person, and I think that is a difference from things I experienced in the past. I was like, I hate this industry. However, when Tina Fey offered her the role in the musical, she was really exciting. I have a new start. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure that is referring to, like, basically loads of rumours that there was, like, actually argy-bargy and she wasn't really, like, happy with where her character was going on The Sex Lives of College Girls, which wouldn't surprise me because Mindy kind of has a reputation for that, for not really being able to, like, kind of writing herself into a corner. Like, not really being able to develop characters or, like, kind of, yeah. Especially with her, especially female characters.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the box office opening here in the States. Deadline has it. Mean Girls, Too Cool for School with $33 million opening, which is pretty decent, I think. But I'd say they thought it would be more. So
The budget was like $39.
So I think they'll make that back. Because see, that's only the States. Oh, that's the domestic box office in the States. It's not globally. I'd say they'll just about make it.
It'll be on streaming, I think, soon. I think they're saying in the next 2 or 3 months.
But this is the thing as well, right? I think also Renee is probably one of the reasons why, like, because you have that draw and you have, if it was just someone, I'm trying to think who else. They're also impossible fucking shoes to fill in some ways. You know what I mean? Like, you're constantly going to be compared to.
Yeah. They're tearing her apart on TikTok over her clothes. And they're like, Regina George would never have worn this, like, corset top and, like, cargo pants or whatever.
Some of the wardrobe, I think, is very strange and very Gen Z pandering in a way that, like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know what the fuck Gen Z wants, does, or needs.
Yeah.
But some of the wardrobe, I was a bit like, right. And don't get mad at me for this, and I'm not saying this from an anti-feminist perspective. It's a very tit-forward film. There's a lot of just tit, hinting of tit, very tits on display.
Was it like that originally, though?
I can't really remember.
I feel like it was.
Maybe it was.
A little bit.
Maybe it was. And just because apparently anyone but you, like, apparently, they just, like, again, Sydney Sweeney can't help it. She has big boobs, but apparently they're just like such a large.
Yeah.
It's shot in a way that it's just like.
There they are. This is not relevant, but have you seen. Did you watch No Hard Feelings?
No.
Full frontal Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, sorry.
I
think we talked about this and I said we weren't. Well, I wasn't sure if it was AI.
Yeah. Well, I think it is AI, but she's said in interviews it's not. So could you watch it and go back to me?
Yeah, I will do that.
She actually reminds me a lot of Renee Rapp. No, like the no media training, just says whatever she wants, comes out and just gets a bit loose.
Oh, I have Renee's social media statement from when she left Sex Lives of College Girls. College Girls moved me out to LA and introduced me to some of my favourite people. 2.5 years later, it's giving me y'all in this community. Thank you, Mindy Kaling, Justin Noble and everyone at Max for believing me. A lot of queer work gets belittled, but playing Leighton has changed my life. I love who I am 10 times more than I did before knowing her. I hope she gave y'all a little bit of that too. She's such a tiny part of representation, but even the tiny parts count. I wouldn't be half the person I am without her. And y'all, I love that bitch more than you know. I'm so excited for this season and I can't wait for you to see what we have coming for her and the girls. So she is in season 3, but the role is, like, greatly reduced. Let me bring up some of the wardrobe and I can just show you so you can see.
So the movie is set, like, present day. Not like
Because they all have, like, phones, and it's all the noticeable difference is, and I don't think this is a spoiler, but, like, obviously there's no, you know, the way Regina to print off copies of the burn book and like send it every, like, obviously that doesn't happen in this day and age because environment and fucking internet and social media and stuff. So I think that's what they're trying to get at.
Yeah, well, like, if Regina George was born and lived in this era, she's not going to wear the same fucking mini skirt and cardigan that was like the it girl thing to wear 20 years ago.
I do. Some of it I think is just unrealistic in the sense of like, I think I'm like, would she be able to afford it? And I know Regina's character is supposed to be like
rich bitch,
upper middle class, rich bitch potentially, yeah. But like, some of it I think is just too much. I'm trying to find a fucking decent picture, but I don't know if I can. Hang on, I'll show you this one, but it's very zoomed in, so you might have to just take the laptop for a second. Okay. The other two plastics.
Yeah, that's
are fine.
The one I'm seeing. People are like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know. Would you see, is Hilda Gen Z? No.
Hilda is the same age as Renee Rapp.
Would like Hilda wear that?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. All her friends will wear these.
But then, sorry, is she not supposed to be younger again then because she's in high school?
Yeah. What I do think that's like, I don't know about the pants, but the top. And like, I do think, like, I'm not a fashion girly, look at me, but she's not going to wear the exact same thing that Regina George wore just because she's playing the same character.
Mm.
It's a different iteration in a different time. Guys, wake up.
Do you know what I can't fucking stand as well? The whole argument that it's like, oh, this is woke Mean Girls now. This is woke Mean Girls. Like, okay.
It's gay Mean Girls.
It's because some of the characters don't look the exact same. Or
is
some
Regina
of them are
a bit gay.
Gay
in it?
No. I didn't really pick up on that. If that was even kind of trying to be like subtly implied.
Yeah.
Like Janice gets her, like, Janice is fully gay, allowed to be gay. You know what I mean? And I think some of the stuff is toned back in terms of some of the, like, they don't use the word slut anymore, from what I can tell. But, like, there's still a lot of barbs and that whole fucking, not to labour a point, but the show is called Mean Girls. The movie is called Mean Girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They are still mean.
Yeah.
Right? So I fucking hate that argument as well, that it's like they're trying to remake it for a woke audience. It's like, no, it was a musical that they're adapting for a movie. And if you don't agree with that, then that's a separate argument. They cast the people, these people were best. You know what I mean? Your man who plays Damien is brilliant. He's so good.
Yeah, I've seen that. There's a lot of discourse around Renee Rapp's weight. And there always has been. And it's bullshit.
Boring. Yawn, 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 yawn. And what? Like, and what?
Yeah.
Do you know? Fucking hell. Like, that's when I'm like, do bring it back to the music then. If you want to pick apart the fucking movie, do. But like, don't pick it apart for stupid shit like that. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Are you excited to see it? Have I ruined it for you?
No, I just think, because World Burn, like, I've been listening to that. That's been like a shower song of mine for
But apparently it's slowed down to the movie. It's faster in the musical, is it?
I don't know. I haven't heard I haven't heard them side by side, I don't think.
Okay.
I just love Renee Rapp since lockdown, and she was like fucking all over the TikTok.
Yeah, I find her very endearing on social media, and I do like that first. She's playing the Olympia, and I really want to get tickets.
Yeah.
Cannot get fucking tickets for love nor money.
Really? Because when they came out at first, tickets, I got like, I think it was like the MCD email or whatever. It was like Renee Rapp. I was like, oh my God, I'll go Renee Rapp. Like, no one will be at that. Like,
exactly. I was like, that'll never sell out. Sold out.
Yeah.
And she added extra dates for like loads of other places, bar there. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to emulate the career of maybe like an Ariana.
Yeah.
I think her heart lies in...
She's a musical theatre girly.
Yeah,
she
but
I... raised like that, but I think, she can get away from it.
But I think her heart lies in... I think she's going to really have a good stab at the music and might come back to...
She said she's not doing any more...
Movies.
Acting.
Yeah.
She said that, yeah.
I know, but I could see her coming back in the same way that like Ariana got... Wicked. With Ariana getting Wicked, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think she really wants to have a...
Good stab at it.
A stab at being
a
pop girly.
It's a good... She's a great voice.
I want her to have a good chance. I don't think all of the music... I think it's going to be very dependent on that next album. It's going to be very dependent on that sophomore album if she can like mainstream it over. You know what I mean? Because...
It's so Gen Z.
Yeah, but I just feel like even the songs she's doing for... The original song that she did with Megan Thee Stallion for Mean Girls hasn't really gone anywhere.
I think it's a bop. I've seen it everywhere. We were on different TikTok.
Maybe we're on
sides
different,
TikTok.
Okay, well then I just didn't really, I didn't love it.
Okay.
Neither their best work.
Okay.
Felt a bit throwaway.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it like?
I do like Snow Angel. I like Snow Angel as an album.
Yeah.
Again, not everything works, but I think what does really works.
Yeah. Well, that's the same with most albums, isn't it? Like, not everything will work. No?
On some albums, everything works and it's brilliant and it's a masterpiece and that album is called Four by One Direction, but... no, I'm joking. I'm not. yeah, I think if I was, I just wonder what do you think she'll do if Well, I don't think Mean Girls is going to be an out-and-out flop, clearly. I think it's going to make its money back. I don't know if it's going to be a smash success. What does she do if it does flop, or is it going to affect her at all? I kind of think no. They were having a whole discussion on Who Weekly this week as to whether like flops actually matter in an actor's career anymore.
I don't think it's going to matter to her, because it's like anyone who was in the musical world already knew who Renee Rapp was. But now everyone who's on the other side, or like in mainstream pop culture, also knows who Renee Rapp is. So it can only help her in whatever she goes forward in doing. Because before now, she would have been like a musical girlie trying to break into pop. And then all the pop people would have been like, who are you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas now it's just like her or hate her, at least you know who she is now. You're going to be like, oh, that's that girl from Mean Girls.
That's true. Did you know she supports Crystal Palace?
Does she?
Yeah.
Does she actually?
Yeah.
Apparently. Is this like you supporting Bayern Munich?
I'd say so, yeah. No, that's mean. I'd say she supports Crystal Paris a bit more.
Crystal Paris.
Crystal Paris. Crystal Paris drag name.
It's like me and my Wrexham jersey, like.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently. That's according to her EP anyway. So, or not her EP, or Wikipedia. So good for her. The tour is called Snow Hard Feelings. That's good, isn't it? Considering the album Snow Angel. Just looking at where it went chart-wise. Went to number 44 in the States. Not great. 42 in Australia. Went to number 7 in the UK.
She's on SNL this weekend.
Oh, is she hosting?
She's not hosting. Jacob Elordi is hosting.
I think she's doing music?
She's doing music.
Oh, okay. So she'll be doing, but that's not for Mean Girls. I'd say it's Snow Angel.
I'd say so. But I kind of was like, kinda I kind of wish as she like was.
Dual, it'll work as dual promotion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of wish she was hosting.
Oh my God, I need Jacob Elordi to be funny, or else just be like constantly breaking in the way Timothée Chalamet was.
Yeah.
Fuck me, I'm obsessed with that man.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't.
I want to crawl under his toenails. He's so tall, Breed. He's so tall.
He is so tall. Too tall.
He's so fucking tall. I love him. Okay, I hope he's funny though.
Yeah, that's my hair is big goal Australian for head.
You know what I mean? I know, but I feel like he does.
I hope Renee gets a little bit of a gets a little something. She'd be wasted. No, only singing.
No, the musical people nearly always do some kind of sketch, even if it's just like a walk on part. But like, she can act in as good crack, so they'll have her as part of something bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She said it was always a goal of hers before she turned 25 to do SNL.
How old is she now?
She turned 24 last week.
There you go. It's never too late, girls. She'll be hosting, I'd say, again. I'll give it a year.
Yeah.
Mark this, because I'd say she'll, next album.
Maybe she's wasted her music, because she's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
For like comedy, like Jennifer Lawrence kind of style.
I think that's what kind of maybe irks people or rubs people the wrong way with the music as well, because some of it is very
tongue in cheek.
The line I was going to use in, do you know Tummy Hurts?
Yeah.
You know that song? And she's like, I just want to get some recognition for having good tits and a big heart, right? But that's actually delivered 100% sincerely, I think. But I think some people listen to that and they're a bit like, eye roll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even the chorus of that is, the song is about a fella she was with before and she really liked him, but it was just kind of never. And they were together, but it was kind of, she never got the same kind of care and attention in the same way, and now he's in a new relationship with another girl and it's like fucking her up and it's making her stomach hurt. And there's a whole line about the fact that he's with that girl now and they're going to make beautiful babies and they're going to grow up and they're going to be absolutely monsters, like their mother and their father is, I'm heavily paraphrasing there. But so again, you kind of listen to that and you're like, you're kind of, I don't know. I think sometimes the comedy works. I think sometimes the comedy is going to put people off.
Yeah.
In the exact same way about Jennifer Lawrence.
Those people are boring.
No, 100%. I think men get away with it. Not fucking get on my soapbox here, but men get away with being that kind of humour way more than women do as well.
Yeah.
So.
I'm all for it. I'm backing her all the way. I do think she's just still very young and unfiltered in a way that could work against her.
I don't want media training. Media training's out for 2024. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I think it's going to work against her for
movies.
No, but I just think for the older people, and I'm like, not being funny, do the older people matter anymore when it's like the Gen Z are fucking funding everything? You know what I mean? And they're like, we love this because it's what Gen Z want. You know, like, it's all cyclical. It's going to come back around where it's going to be like, would you ever shut the fuck up? I can't listen to you anymore. Would you stop talking? But we're in a phase now where it's like, oh God, this is so refreshing.
Yeah.
For some. I don't know.
Are we out? Millennials?
Oh, babe, we've been out for so long.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so young, though.
No.
We're not.
I'm sorry. I didn't want you to find out like this. No, I think we are just a bit out. I don't know. Let us know. bandwagonspodcast@gmail.com. Are we out? Are we in?
We're...
Don't tell us.
No, don't. Please don't tell us.
Okay, so what do you think she's doing next? Fully music?
Fully music. Fully music for a little while. And then maybe a movie. Another movie.
Okay. Musical movie? Normal movie?
Normal movie. I don't know. Like, she's fully, like, technically trained, like, musical dancer and stuff. Like.
Yeah, if anyone wants to see how good she is, look up that clip of her singing. Oh, I haven't seen her dance properly. The clip I'm gonna about to reference here is the one where she's holding her leg up in the air and she's singing. And it's when she's on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like,
beyond. She's fully, like, she's so much talent. I saw a quote from, like, one of her teachers because she went to, like, some sort of performing arts school and they were like, yeah, like lots of people have a voice like that, but no one delivers it like with the same emotion she does. Like she makes people feel when she sings. Like she's
She has the ability to sound so wounded.
Yeah. She's insane talent. So it would be not a waste for her to only stick to like music or only stick to movies, but like, I don't know.
Triple threat, babes.
Yeah.
She could EGOT if she wanted to.
If she wanted to, does she?
I don't know if she does.
What the fuck was that with Ariana DeBose the other night?
I think they've made up since, but yeah, Bella Ramsey made a...
Obviously, Bella Ramsey didn't write it, so I've Anthony
Ramos were presenting an award for Best Song at the Critics' Choice Awards, and they had been given... And look, I will say, because there was an argument being made as well, that like they pre-read the script. Someone could have said something.
He was in Hamilton with her. Yeah. Like, he knows her very well.
Well, then it's kind of weird from his perspective that maybe he didn't flag it. But anyway, again, they definitely didn't write it, whatever. And maybe they all thought it was a good fun, right?
Yeah.
Bella Ramsey made this joke. Bella Ramsey and Anthony Ramos read this joke as they were hosting the award for Best Song, which went to I'm Just Ken. And they were talking about actors who like think they're singers, right? And it was tongue-in-cheek taking the mic. And they named like Jack Black, a couple of other people, and Ariana DeBose. And the camera cuts to Ariana DeBose and she's not laughing. She's like not impressed. And afterwards, she goes on Instagram and is like, yeah, I didn't find it funny, lol, because she's won a Tony. You mentioned she's in Hamilton. She won an Oscar for West Side
Broadway,
Story.
Like, yeah.
She can sing. I feel like some people have this image of her fully just from the BAFTAs, which I get it. Hilarious, iconic, hysterical, but like, bitch can sing.
That wasn't her.
And that's not to say that Jack Black can't sing either, but are they, you like, because we were talking about it on the TV and someone said, oh, would it not just be, is it not just a joke though? You know what I mean? Is it not just, would you not, surely you should be self-assured enough that you wouldn't take, fucking.
Yeah, obviously it's about the BAFTA thing. Obviously. But and like, to be honest, she's just really fucking embarrassed about that.
And that's what I think it is. I think she wants to let on that she's in on the joke, but fundamentally I don't think she is.
No.
She's in on the joke, but I don't think she wants to be. And I think she's actively irritated. And I'm like, babe, I don't think you should be. But I think again, it's just, she takes her craft very seriously. And I can understand.
And she should.
But there was a photo of them hugging at the Emmys. Like, it's good. They're fine now.
Yeah, well, like, I don't blame Bella Ramsey for that at all. She's a child and was reading an autocue or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
I'm pretty sure Bella Ramsey uses they, them pronouns.
Apologies.
That's okay. But again, yeah. And Bella didn't know either. You know what I mean? Bella did what? They thought it was right.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, that's that.
Yeah.
We're going to do Zacky Boy at some point because of the Iron Claw.
Yes. Did you see that clip? Did I send you that clip of them, the dancing?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know why. I just can't stop watching it.
Yeah. It's going to be very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
I finished Ozark.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Are you bereft now?
I don't know. I was doing a lot of Googling after the finale to be like, how should I feel about this finale?
Okay.
And apparently it was very divisive at the time. Do you remember? Did you finish it?
I was just saying it. No, Jesus, I watched episode one and then it was like, bye.
You didn't finish it? You didn't watch any of it?
No, I watched episode one.
Oh my God. Go and watch it.
Yeah, I will.
Oh my God.
I'm going to start Abbott Elementary because it keeps winning at the Emmys and I'm like, I need to get in now because it's only two seasons out. It's supposed to be very funny.
Okay. Is that John McHale? No?
No, it's Quinta Branson. She wrote it. She was used to be on BuzzFeed. Like was, but is, has okay. this had this insane come up? And it's your man from Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh,
Tyler. Something.
Okay.
You'd recognize more people in it than you'd think. I think, and there's been a good few cameos. It's supposed to be very good and very funny.
Yeah.
I think that's the vibe I need. Because we watched all of the new True Detective as well, which is good if you were thinking about watching that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Season 2 really put me off True Detective.
Don't bother with Susan. Yeah.
I just forget it. Further.
Yeah. No, season 3 is fine.
Ozark, True Detective, same vibe. You need to stick with it.
Okay. But then you need to start watching season 4.
Okay. Where do I get that?
There's only 6 episodes. It's on Now, and they're probably showing on Sky Atlantic as well.
Okay.
On Mondays.
Okay. Okay, I have to give up the night. I watched finished Milf Manor and I need to give up 90.
I can't believe you finished Milf Manor.
Why did I bother?
I don't know.
None of them are going to.
You literally said on last week's episode, this isn't a recommendation. And
it's not. Milf Manor. I finished it. It's still not a recommendation. It's going nowhere.
Crazy. Okay. We're back next week. That's us. Ciao, adios. We're done. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.